Now, I want to open this up a little further to you today in the aspect of Ephesians 4:11-12, where it talks about these five ascension gifts, or these five graces, or these five mantles, or these five anointing that will cause God's government over our lives, or God's grace over our lives, even God's goodness over our lives to come out properly. Now, even though we're studying ministry, but your personal life, your personal problem, your personal solution you need are all being dealt with as I minister to you in this facet. Because once we learn to operate in these graces properly, because the five graces take care of three things. If you're reading the King James Version, the five graces take care of three things. Let me read it in the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. All right, that's five graces God has given to have divine order in the spirit realm or in supernatural government. Now, if those five are not in order, are not in harmony, are not in understanding why God said it this way, it throw off the next verse. And I think that's where we are in the body of Christ at large. We have good singing, we have good dancing, we have eloquent speakers, and we have a whole lot of things going on, but yet the church is not functioning, we as believers are not as functioning as powerful as we supposed to be. And I think this is the answer. As the apostle get back in place and everything fall in order, and then the 12th verse, it said, it gives the three things that these graces are given for the perfecting of the saints, number one, for the work of the ministry, number two, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now remember when we read that in the Passion, in verse 12, it said, and they are calling us to nurture and prepare all the holy believers to do their own works of ministry. And as they do this, they will enlarge and build up the body of Christ to do what the Father has designed us to do. So I think we've been so busy about our personal problem, trying to get things solved in our family, in our finances, in our bodies. And now I want to call in some words here, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, discretion, and discernment. I believe that those things supposed to come first, and then our lives will straighten out as they should be in our prayer time, in our meditation time, in our confession time, in our decreeing time. I believe the 5-on-3, verse 11 on verse 12, will begin to put us in a position to do what God said in Matthew 6:63. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And then you look in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be done to you. Then you go to 1 John 5:14-15. When you read that, you're going to see it saying the same thing. And I think it takes these graces to put us in that position. I think we've learned a lot of things, but yet they're not producing as they should because the first things are not in order. I think that the people of God has been ready for a long time, but it's backing back and getting the ministers and the ministers of God in divine order, learning how they should learn, that when they make a presentation to the people, they'll have the right revelation, the right anointing, the right mantle. So I'm excited for us at the body of Christ. I believe we're going into a living, live force of walking in the harmony, walking in the power, walking in the victory, walking in the blessing that God wants us to walk in. So just be in prayer, be excited, keep listening, and a fresh mantle. I decree a fresh mantle and a fresh anointing coming on you, your family, your ministry, whatever God have called you to do.